From Spark and Anvil and Circuit Forge, this is Damp in Chapter 1 of the Circuit Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In the busiest corner of the Circuit Forge, where sparks snapped and meters ticked and everything hummed at once, there was one place that seemed to move at a different speed altogether. A sloth sat there, cream-furred and moss-tipped, her ohm vest a little rumpled, doing something almost nobody else in the workshop had the patience to do. She was watching electricity slow down. Most builders chased current the way you'd chase a runaway ball, faster, brighter, more. Damp did the opposite. She'd clip a tiny striped resistor into a circuit and lean close as the glow softened, as if she were listening to it settle. A young maker once asked her what she was even looking at. Nothing was happening, he said. The light had just gotten dimmer. Something's happening, Damp said, not hurrying the words. The current's fighting its way through. Every atom in that resistor is stepping into its path. She tapped the little meter on her belt. It read in ohms, OHMS, the measure of exactly how hard a thing pushes back. The slowdown, she said. That's the whole trick. Measure in ohms. He watched the LED hold its gentle glow, steady as a held breath. And for the first time, it didn't look like a light that was failing. It looked like a light being kept safe. Damp had not always understood that. When she was small, deep in the rainforest canopy where her family had lived for more generations than anyone could count, she'd been embarrassed by how slow her people were. The other creatures darted and dove and got everywhere first. Sloths simply didn't. She had once climbed a whole tree in the time it took a squirrel to cross the entire forest and come back. "Why are we like this?" she'd asked her grandmother one evening, sulking on a branch. "Everyone else is faster. We're always last." Her grandmother, who had lived a very long time, did not seem bothered. "Watch the fast ones," she said. "Watch how much they eat. Watch how hot they run, how quickly they tire, how often they get caught because they couldn't stop in time." She yawned, unhurried. "The faster path costs more heat, little one. We spend almost nothing and last twice as long. Slow isn't losing. Slow is a strategy." Damp turned that over slowly, the only way she turned anything over. "The faster path costs more heat." It stuck to her, the way the best ideas do. And years later, in a workshop full of wires, she would realize her grandmother had been describing a law of the universe without ever knowing its name. She walked to the circuit forge when she was 12, which for a sloth is a considerable journey, and took most of a month. She arrived unhurried and unbothered, and the mentor Watt met her at the door and asked the single question the mentors always asked. "What is resistance?" The builders nearby braced for a long technical answer. Damp gave a short one. "The slowdown," she said, "measured in ohms. It's friction craft." Then, because Watt was still waiting, she added the part that mattered most to her. "It's how a material pushes back against the flow. Copper barely, rubber completely, carbon somewhere on purpose in between. And it's not a flaw. It's the thing that keeps a circuit from tearing itself apart." Watt studied her for a moment. The calm eyes, the patient stillness, the way she'd said on purpose, as if resistance were a decision rather than an accident. "You belong here," Watt said. "This place is full of people who want everything to go faster. They'll burn out half their circuits before they learn what you already know." He gestured her inside. "You're the one who'll teach them the value of the fight." Damp's corner of the workshop became a quiet place people came when things had gone wrong too fast. A boy arrived one afternoon holding a small LED with a scorched, dead look to it. "It just died," he said. "I wired it straight to a 9-volt battery and it flared up and went out. Why won't it stay on?" "Because nothing slowed it down," Damp said. She set out a fresh battery, a resistor with brown, black, red stripes, a new LED, and a meter. "Watch." She worked without rush, clipping each piece in place. Brown, black, red, That's 1,000 ohms. 1, 0, and 2 more zeros. 1,000. She closed the circuit and the LED lit, soft and even. The meter settled near 7 milliamps. There's the deal the whole circuit runs on, she said. Push equals flow times fight. Voltage is 9, resistance is 1,000, and the current works out to what's left. V equals I times R. Change one, the others answer. She swapped in a smaller resistor, 470 ohms, and the LED brightened. Less fight, more flow, about 15 milliamps now. Then she picked up a 100 ohm resistor and held it a moment before clipping it in. The light flared, harsh and painful and flickering. 70 milliamps, the meter warned. She disconnected it at once, calm even in the hurry. That's what happened to yours, she told the boy, handing back the burnt LED. No resistor, nothing to slow the current, so it took everything at once and died of it. She pressed the 1,000 ohm resistor into his palm. This little thing looks like it's holding your light back. It isn't. It's the reason your light gets to keep glowing.
The boy wired the resistor in the way she'd shown him, and his own LED came up gentle and steady, and stayed that way, and he sat looking at it for a while without saying anything. It's not as bright as the flare was, he said finally, but he didn't say it like a complaint.
No,
Damp agreed. The flare was brighter. The flare also lasted about a second. She smiled her slow smile. Bright and brief, or steady and lasting. Resistance is how you choose. It doesn't stop the current. It shapes it. Decides how bright, how warm, how long. A resistor is just the circuit's way of not spending everything at once. He thought about that, and something in him unclenched. He'd come in frustrated. Sure, the resistor was an obstacle, something in his way. Now his light glowed on and on in front of him, patient and unhurried, and he understood that the thing he'd resented was the thing keeping it alive. The tight, hurried feeling in his chest eased out of him like a slow breath let go, and in its place came a quiet, warm gladness, the settled kind you feel when something you'd fought turns out all along to have been on your side. The slowdown, Damp said softly, watching the steady glow with him. Measured in ohms.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Damp. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.